Again, I keep saying to live in this world without a battle consciousness is to die like a chicken. You know, you have eaten Christmas chicken before. No matter how much you feed the Christmas chicken, it is still for killing. That is the problem that many people don't know. No matter how much Satan gives you things to douse the effect of the fact that you are going to be killed, no matter what Satan gives a man, it is still to fatten you up for killing. I heard of a story. Those days, one of our pastors, the man understands some of these things, especially the rural and all kinds of stuff. He said there is a man that if he comes and throws party or gives people things like this, in the spirit, do you know what it means? As soon as you people have collected and you are home on that thing, he said that all of you are birds in his farm, like chickens. You know the way you rear chicken now? The way you rear chicken, you can wake up and kill one. That's how everybody that participated in that kind of benevolence is. So you can wake up one day and decide that, oh boy, now watch out, we'll go collect today. Then they will now collect water. Tomorrow they will say, oh boy, now precious will come for. You go collect. That's why we are here. So that Satan cannot decide to do something and then do it. For believers in Christ Jesus, that is one of the things he doesn't have power to do. There are many things he can do. One of it is that he can't just decide like this and say, I don't like this your hair, I will barb you another style. That is not part of his power. Because even the hairs on your head is numbered. They are not counted, they are numbered. It's not exactly the same thing. It's not exactly the same to count. To count and number is not exactly the same. When you number, the person that number knows number 99. He knows which is number 87. But when you just number, you say there are 1,000. So in the 1,000, you are number what? He doesn't know. Just that there are 1,000. But the person that numbered gave each an identity. So that anytime they appear, there will be uniqueness in their incense and in their priesthood, no matter how many we are. You know what I found out? Satan doesn't respect your fine face, Sister Nwanyi Maramu. Satan doesn't respect your fine face. He doesn't respect it. In fact, do you know what I noticed? I noticed that if you have fine face and come from good background, all kinds of, he will use you as a specimen of his wickedness, so that after he has dealt with you, people will now say, oh boy, the way Satan dealt with this, the way Satan dealt with Harry, make all of us fear him. That's the way Satan behaves. Even though God behaves that way too, God can be so good to you that people will now say, because of the way God is good to this person, let's love him more. The same way Satan likes, as I taught us before, that the measure of the authority a prince wields in the spirit is dependent on how much the prince can exert, manifest wickedness. The more wicked a demon and a prince is, the higher the rank. That is why that thing that is captured in the book of Ephesians is the highest of the rank. Is spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. That's the highest in rank. So the identity of this kind of being is wickedness. They are brute beasts, as I told you people. There are some things we need to learn in some of these things. The reason why I'm teaching you about territorial princes is because they are not minions. They are not normal demons. If they are normal demons, you can just cast them out. They are principalities. They are demons you cast out. They are demons you war with. When a principal spirit is functional, then at that point, what you need is not to cast out. What you need is to war. Are you with me? If you go deeper in the book of Revelation, one of the things you will find out there is that, should I tell you? There are more brutal, of course, there are much more powerful angels. Just that, I hope you know. Okay, let me teach you this. Some of you don't know the fundamental place. Priesthood is king. Priesthood is king. The man that is the strongest, the most skilled and adept in priesthood is the real king. Priesthood is king. Let me tell you. Did you notice that when elections are coming, somebody wants to ascend and become, let's say, a governor, a president. What is the first thing the person begins to do? He begins to gather activity around priesthood. Is it not true? Some of them get to the point of killing many. I heard the story of one person. They told him, the way I'm seeing this thing, you will lose. Oh. But if you cause bloodshed, when they kill people much, then you will now win. So when those times are coming, you will notice that there will be bloodshed in the city. Cultists will start shooting. These people, they will start raping people. This one will start happening. Some people, they herdsmen with all kinds of things. It's beyond that thing. That a prince have come down to take offering. Yes. Of course, you know, those kinds of spirits cannot be effective in their function in any, because their work is territorial, except there is a priest. There is a priesthood that is connected to their oppression. Huh? There is a measure of priesthood that men can get into. Then, princes that have not functioned in this earth for the past 100 years, they will come. And what I'm saying, are you with me? What I'm saying is not just, this is a law in the spirit. What I'm saying is not just limited to darkness or light. It's not just limited to light or darkness. There is a way we pray and raise incense in this place. There are some angels that their ministry have been suspended for 50 years. Their ministry have been suspended for 100, 200 years. Because there is a certain quota, layer of priesthood it takes to activate that kind of ministry. There is a certain skill. Eh? There is a measure of incense that it takes for them to move into action. And the reason why those men doesn't move into action is that when they move in, nothing, there is no begging. Nothing can, when they come. If you read the book of Revelation, the scripture said, I hope you know that it's not all fallen angels that is operating on earth. Maybe one of these days we teach demons and the ministry of demons. You know, I don't like teaching it. I want to shift our consciousness. But I found out that for you to be adept, you have to be skilled on both sides. Don't just have one. Be skilled on both sides. Huh? I'm not telling you this to be afraid. I'm telling you to be aware. Huh? Of course, if we is to be afraid, we won't be here. I'm not afraid of Satan. If Satan appear like this, I say, "Wah! I want to kill you." Now lie. He can't do it. He can't. Part of the reason we are teaching this thing is to show you that the impact of Satan and demonic activity in your life is as a result of negligence. It's as a result of the fact that you have not fulfilled your own quota. When you do it, Satan he can't do anything. He'll just be doing like this. They will pack him and put one side. The Bible said in the book of Revelations that there are certain fallen angels. They took them. Have you not read it? And put them in that pit. Of course, I hope you read the scripture well. He said that some of them will be released. Part of the way we know that we are in the last days is that the way you are looking at me is in your Bible. Part of the way we are in last days is that those demons will be released. then you will see men behave without common sense. Those things that people used to do, and if they tell you, "Hi, why are you doing this?" at least you will think. People will come out and boast with it. Then be aware that it's no more normal that princes have entered. These are brute beasts. When they say Satan fought with his angels, you have not asked who are these angels. Some of them were bound. Not all of them were. Some of them were bound. The very brute ones. Huh? So this is what happens. Sometimes, during some kind of, for example, there is a contention in United States of America, for who will be the president. Are you with me? Follow me. Now, only you will think it's just political contention. It's a priesthood, and it's a priesthood of whom we bring the higher quota of priestly activity. So some of those people had, should I tell you, many of the people that died, that's why you have to understand how to hide yourself in God. Many of the people that died by COVID-19 are part of sacrifice. The question is, why didn't he kill some people? There is nobody that is a true servant of Jesus. You can die by any other means, but not that one. Except your days are finished. Many of them are sacrificed. There are some sicknesses, some deaths that is as a result of the fact that a priesthood is summoning a prince to come on their behalf and become an advantage. So the kind of warfare they needed to win, that election was warfare. The kind of warfare they needed to win, they need some kind of spirit. But the problem is that when those spirits come, to take them back is another thing. It's just like what is happening in Nigeria now. They invoked some foreigners to come and do problem during election. When election finished, there is problem. Even how many of you? You are from, I don't want to call the state. Oh, that's your state, that state. When they did the election, they gave gun to all cultists in that place. If you touch them, they run inside the river. That is good, because you will win election. But when you are through with winning election, that is where the problem. To collect the gun back from them now is problem. So when such activity has finished happening, those princes, is another thing now to tame them, because they can't just go like that. That is part of the reason why God doesn't allow them to roam around. They are demonic spirits that if they pass, something bad must happen. Just like some of us, if we pass, something good must happen. Yes, is it not true? Are you not the son of your father? The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 32, he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who did what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Jesus is in heaven. I'm representing him here. So those things he used to do, me, I'm the one doing it now. And I know you are doing it too. Is it not true? If you are doing it, shout hallelujah. Some people that have not even healed headache, they join me to shout. We too they lie for church, or we too they, but God will forgive us anyway. But we they lie well. If you have been going around doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because the Lord is with you, just shout hallelujah. See, my hallelujah has reduced. My hallelujah reduced. It reduced. Some of the encounters people say they had with Jesus is not because Jesus wanted to come. It's because there is a quota of what he used to do that men are no more doing. So he will appear to one man just to make sure that dimension continues. When you begin to do business on a territorial basis, that is when you understand the real power of the believer. See, you don't know your power yet. If all somebody come and say the reason why you are a believer, the proof of the power and all those things is God give me shoe, give me car, give me husband, give me that. Huh? Give me job, give me money, give me house, give me. The governor of your state can do it. See how we have reduced the power of the gospel to something that men can answer. There is more. The kingdom of our Lord and Christ is seeking expression in every realm, and the wings of advancement and expansion is the shoulders of sons. So unless sons arise and begin to take advantage of the things that is in the kingdom made for them, so that they will push forth the gospel, then there won't be advancement. Jesus is king in heaven, but I need to tell you that many places, your village, they are not aware. I know this thing I said now looks somehow, because all of us, you say Jesus is king all over the world, Jesus is king all, your village is not aware. And I hope you know that I'm not the first person that said it or alluded to the fact. Even Satan asked Jesus when he was tempting him. He said, if you are the Son of God, what? Turn these stones to bread. It means that it was more like asking him, Kai, I heard you are the new kid on the block. I heard you are the new sensation. Are you with me? You came back with fire from youth service. You came back, say after me, you came back with fire. Yes, many of you came back with fire. You came back with fire from campus. They now meet you in the night. The principality in charge. Because when you came back, you now prayed. And then you felt some things. No, be so. And then you went and said, oh boy, I don't do well this night. They will come and check you out. They will come and say, we heard that you are parading yourself, saying you are Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. We heard, oh. So is that thing we heard that we came to check? So if it is true you are the Son of God, this is time to prove it. And they will bring back the lost that left many years ago. They will bring back the lost. They keep it like this, keep it like this, keep it like this. The man of God will fall. They will say, if they are talking, this one is talking. Give him lost and leave him. They will not give you lost and cage your destiny. Yes, because as long, are you with me? As long as that is there, you will not be free. For some people, as I will yet show you, for some people, it will just be depressive spirit. They know you are prone to depression. So in the days that God used you, you move. And then, they will come and check you out. This one I'm telling you, I'm sure. If you do territorial business for long, you need to know how to conquer the spirit of depression. It must come. That is, if I don't know of any tool that Satan will use, he will use that. Sometimes he will use something that is not even too big, but on that day, it will be magnified in your eyes. It seems as if your whole world has fallen down. He will cage you in and use circumstances presenting himself in that moment to magnify the matter. It's even possible on that day that you even call me. Me that used to talk with you, your pastor, I will say, why are you calling me? Okay, go and rest. He will tell you, I told you. The world have left you. You are only alone now. You are only alone. He said, look at, even your pastor have left you. You are alone now. What you don't understand is that you have reached a point in the business where the contention is against princes, and they don't want to forfeit their territories. When Jesus cast out the legion, he said, don't take us away from this coast. That means, are you with me? It is an understanding was granted to us from that story to see that these princes are territorial in nature. They don't want to leave what they have. In fact, sometimes you want to cast some of the ways we know the kind and ranking of spirit that is in, at work in the life of people is the certain responses that they give in certain seasons. How many of you have done casting of devils more? I know Elijah has done. You have casted out devils. Raise your hand. You have really casted out devils well. Eh? You went to villages and you cleared idols now. No be so. Uh-huh. You have casted out devils well. Raise your hand. Uh-huh. Do you know there are demons you want to cast out? They will say, "We don't want to leave. This is our house." Can a demon be saying a human being, "This is our house"? Some of them will be saying, "He is our own. She is our own." How now? That means when you hear that kind of thing, just know that it's more than one spirit that is operating. As I'm teaching now, deliverance is happening. I hope you know there is warfare going on. Huh? Much warfare. But that's why they created me. Not just called me. That's why I'm here. To deal with things people are afraid of. Yes. And then very soon you too will start doing it. Guess what? I started weaker than you. So if I can do it, then you can do it 2 times. Some of you that have stayed with me know that there is nothing hidden about me. Is there anything hidden? If you like, I will show you anything. Anything I'm doing, just do it. Over time, it will work. In case you don't want to do my own, do the one in the Bible, the one I'm teaching you. It will still work. Just as sometimes God will use examples that you can easily relate with. That's why some of us are here. Amen. Oh. I don't know if somebody met me sometime and told me that they gathered themselves together. Hey, Victor, they gathered themselves together. Young men burning for Jesus. So after me, burning for Jesus in a campus, and decided that they are going to take the campus. So they started praying, going from one point to another. When they are through, they will now do outreach. And say the last one that happened, massive souls were won. Then Satan appeared and said, "I will not leave. I will not leave." They thought it's a joke. They now fasted and prayed. Everybody went for Christmas break. It's after me, Christmas break. Should I tell you? Take this one for free. This one is from ministerial experience. The day to do war is not, the real war is not before you minister. The real war is after you minister, especially when Satan is really dealt with. Because he knows that the tendency of man is to, after obvious victory or manifestation, to go and rest. Then he is going to come for your head. He knows you are vulnerable at that point. Huh? So there are some things you do, and then people will hail you. I say, "Oh boy, marvelous, don't come with fire now." No, you're waiting and tell you. Me, I know that's what they told you. I'm not there, but I know. Justice is now a man of God. He came with fire. Guess what? The person said that all the things that left him many years ago came back. He can't even believe he's still suffering from that kind of thing. In fact, it is such, you know, some of the things Satan will bring around your life in that instance are the things that you will find it hard to share. Huh? Imagine somebody that has been fellowship president being plagued by masturbation. You know, it's sad. You have done man of God, for 5 years in campus. You go with what mouth? Some people are because they were sorry. There will be JCCF escorts. They are bound, and the reason why they are bound is not because that was how God intended it originally, or that it was because they exposed themselves to heavenly wars, and as a result of that, they encountered principalities. And such is the function of these principalities that their target is to war, not necessarily to win. Are you with me? I know some of you will say, somebody will hear me and say, but we have victory in Christ Jesus. Yes, those demons know. The princes, they know. Sometimes their target is not to win anything. Their target is to war. Because when you war with somebody, if nothing happens, at least you can injure the person. And some people, it is the injury they sustained in certain warfare, they have not survived it in the last 2 years. Some people lost their ministry as a result of that injury. Are you with me? Ebudoza? No, be so. I think you understand this, my story. You won, but you won in the immediate. But the injury was much. I want to give you the keys to finally discomfit Satan anytime he appears. This is how I've warned him many times, and the elders of faith has warned him. When he comes, you tell him, we know you are the one, Satan. We know you are the one. Even if he comes through a human being, we say, we know you are the one. We know you are the one. If he comes through a sickness, we say, we know you are the one. Satan! We know you are the one! Even when Peter shared revelation and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, he appeared in the next instant and said, you are not going to die. Jesus said, Satan, I know you are the one. Imagine at that point, it will take a man that is educated in the things of the spirit. Spiritual intelligence in large measure is what it takes for a man to identify that the source of solution in 1 minute is a source of satanic obstruction and limitation in the next minute. So we don't look at men, we don't look at circumstances, because they can change. Anybody can yield and be used. But we know that if we are intelligent in the matters of the spirit, it doesn't matter when, who, how, where, we will know Satan. We know you are the one. Satan! We know you are the one. Satan can actually, these princes can actually walk through the person that should have helped you the most. The reason why you need to understand this is that our God is a king, and a king is obsessed with annexing territories. The king is all about the kingdom, annexing territories. And sometimes territories is not necessarily anything physical. Territories can be rooms in your heart, can be chambers that Satan has held bound. That's how a king operates. Every day, God is thinking about how do we expand? How? Any man that doesn't think of this will suddenly realize that the measure of God's working in his or her life has reduced. That was what happened to Peter. They had so much impact and progress that a season came, and God said, told Peter through the ministry of an angel, he said that, kill and eat. He said what? When he said, not so, Lord, then his ministry was measured as a result of the fact that he wasn't willing to God to continue advancing the frontiers of the kingdom. God had to raise another man in the place of Paul, and then the man stood According to what we read in, how many missionary journeys? How many? Is it two or three? The man went around everywhere. In the days, it is a hard thing to travel. Paul traveled everywhere with the gospel. Anytime a man wins war on behalf of God, the territory is recovered for the kingdom. Anytime a man wins. That's why Satan is not. Sometimes, self, do you know, battles are not exactly the same thing as war. Battles are subsets of wars. So sometimes, to win a war, there might be up to 7 battles. That's what an average person doesn't understand. That sometimes you might have to fight 7 times for you to win the war. So they fight one battle and go and rest. Sometimes an average war can involve 7 battles. I read a little of the history of the American Civil War, and I found out that in the American Civil War, there were many battles. Probably the one that people remember is the one that gave the victory or was the greatest flashpoint. Because those days, there are certain generals I was interested in. How many of you have heard of the general that is called Ulysses Grant? Okay, what did you study? Are you not a graduate of UNN? I'll deal with you. Someone come and give him mic, so that he will defend his certificate. He has read Bible. I hope you have not read Bible and forgotten what you studied. They called the man the butcher. This man I'm talking about, they called him the butcher. He won so many battles. Guess what? He lost the war. Yes. How many of you have heard of this name I called now? You have ever heard of it? Or something like it? I mean, go and check some of the things I'm telling you. Maybe I'm lying. Just check yourself. Just check. Maybe I don't know what I'm saying. Just check. The butcher killed so many, but he still didn't win the war. That is to show you, sometimes Satan will, even in the kingdom too, sometimes we deliberately lose some battles so that we can win the war. Let me give you an example. If you are married, Sister Choma, hey, let me use another person. Where is Dr. Samuel? Dr. Samuel, oh, let's assume you are married. When you start dealing with these guys, there is no way Satan will not touch. There is no way Satan will not react through the marriage, because he will take advantage of all the openings. You know, one of the things he will do that night that something heavy will happen, you have been preparing that night or that week or that day, one of the things he will do is to stare your spouse for no specific reason. Guess what? Some of the points that your spouse is raising can be legitimate and correct. The question is, why is he being raised now? Before now, it was not an issue. Are you getting the point? But now it's being raised. The challenge now is that a prince is in the territory and is looking for all the openings and weaknesses to take advantage of the moment. So in that instance, maybe your wife will now stand up and do what she has not done before. You, what will you do? As a man, somebody give him mic. As a man, you are a man now. As a man, what will you do? He said he will keep quiet. Look at this man. Ogabi, let's tell ourselves the truth. You know why you are saying this thing? It is true, you are not married. I think we need to ask Doc. It's possible your wife might be listening to us, so let me save you trouble. So let's assume
The reason why you said you keep quiet, you have not even allowed me to say what it is. Okay, he has improved. Say we argue small. Are you with me? Follow. As you're arguing, he now do you like this. Is it because I married you, useless man? What will you do? Let me hear you. What will you do? Okay, now this is it. This is where I'm going. He now said he will drive her out of the house. You will drive yourself out. Okay, you will enter the car and drive out. I'm looking for something else. I lived with somebody years ago. And the when the thing started, this thing you said, the husband took his car key and was giving. The woman went and blocked the stairs like this. You are not going anywhere. How many of you have not seen it? I don't want. If I ask you, it has even happened in your house. You are not going anywhere. Say you are carrying which key. I'm talking to you. You want to go out. That is what I'm saying. You are insensitive. You can't listen to me. All the time you will just be going out. Why will you stand? Why will you just calm down and listen to me? Today, God will fight on my behalf. They will manipulate you and make you the guilty party. Even the Bible says you should listen to your wife. Say after me. I say Satan is there now. Now, what will you now do? You? I'm teaching you practicals, because are you with me? Because when we say territorial princes, this one, it will seem as if it's far. There is when the nature of your prayer and your construction in the spirit. Many of the people, by coming here, something happened to you. The nature of your priesthood changed. Even though you were not aware, suddenly your priesthood became territorial. Subconsciously, you started praying in a different way. The target and the purpose of your prayer was changed, such that when you now come to prayer, what you intend to achieve is now different from what it used to be. Are you getting the point now? There is a problem with that. The problem with that is that even if you go back to your house and you are no more here and you pray like that, when you pray territorial prayers, territorial princes respond. It is a language, a code in the spirit, such that only people that is conversant with that kind of activity will be able to pick it. When you are doing something, there is an adage that Chico Abala gave those days. How many of you know who is Chico Abala? All these people that they gave birth to yesterday. Your father is a millionaire now, so you will know. Who knows who is Chico Abala here? Don't mind, some of you, they gave birth to you in the city. All the city people, we are born in the village. Nature Grace. We are born in the village. Don't mind this way we are looking. You notice that no matter how I dress, I'm still. That's how we survive. On our way, they born on a touch the lady. Now, Lagos people will not be now, so we're not going to understand. The man said that when they speak in English, that the people they are talking to understand. Are you getting the point? So, even though it's the same tongues you have been speaking before, praying in tongues before, but this time when you now speak the same tongues, the people you are talking to understand, so they will begin to respond. Some of the ways they will do is that they will find expression through the person that is the weakest in the flesh. This prayer you are praying yourself all the time. What is Say something somebody will understand. How many of you? Do you want to die? I don't understand this thing they did to you. This thing that is that your God wicked? So, but the people you are talking to, the princes, they, that is their code, that is their language. Suddenly they will begin to respond. They will say, who amongst the mortals is now intelligent? Spiritual intelligence has nothing to do with anything in the natural. As a matter of fact, the more you are intelligent in the natural, the more you are foolish in the spirit. Because the things that make for wisdom and intelligence in the spirit is more often than not foolishness on earth. That's what the scripture said. The Bible said that he has chosen the best things of this world to confound the wisdom of the wise. The question is, sometimes people ask, how is this your prayer the key to victory? When you pray, go and do this. As you pray, do another. As you pray, sometimes, let me tell you, the only answer is prayer. Not prayer and any other thing. I know sometimes financially they tell you the keys to pray and also look for money. Sometimes it's only prayer. I have heard some people, they erroneously said that there is nothing like spirit of poverty. These people don't have field experience. They don't read the Bible. They don't read Bible, they don't have field experience. My brother, there is such a thing as the spirit of poverty. It's just that we have not reached that point. If we start praying now, and the thing comes, when we pray to some point, you see the spirit, it will leave some people. I say somebody is laboring from morning till night, and it's only the food he will eat that is able to get. Even that food, the person that is supposed to pay you your 1,000 will refuse to pay it. Huh? What is the name of that spirit? Somebody is on his phone. He has not done anything. And they are saying, do you need anything? And they will just be giving you things, giving you money, giving you things. I choose to be there. If you like, say there is no spirit of poverty. I choose to be there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to fight to come out from that place. All kinds of fight. In that kind of fight, many things are weapons. Some in that kind of fight, even seeds are weapons. They are not seeds. When you drop it, you drop the portion of your life. There are things you drop at the altar, you drop the portion of your life. All prayer is not prayer. All fasting is not fasting. All giving is not giving. There are things I gave. Eh? I gave it. I know my life left. There was a sister here, I was telling somebody. Those days, she was working in a hospital. She used to be my treasurer in my small branch inside a place. So she came one day and told me that God told her to sow 5,000. It's not these days that God has helped us more. Those days, you know what it means to sow 5,000? Hey! May God bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. You are not saying them. Yeah. One of the defenses you need is money. One of the defenses you need is money. Not because we want, not because me I want it, but it's just a defense. I was coming to tent today. I said I will tell you people if I come today. By no means be poor. I know you have heard people say it. But something, I remembered something. And I knew if there was money, it wouldn't have happened. By all means, money is a defense. Just have it, keep. Even if you don't like it, you are not. People like us, just have it, keep. Huh? There was a man of God that is a retired general in the gospel. There was no money, things, no school fees, nothing. And another man of God came and paid all his children's school fees, gave him car, did everything. The man of God was crying. I said, come here, let me pray for you. Come here, kneel down. All prayer is not prayer too. Said, come here, kneel down. Let the death that will kill you kill me first.
The arrow, the thing is coming for you. Let it come to me first. You see, that is a shortcut. Somebody has collected your warfare. You, ma, are you with me? In that case, that money is a weapon. In that case, that money is a weapon. So sometimes, when we neglect some of these things and generalize it and say there is nothing like this and there is nothing like this, but you notice that there are people amongst us that is suffering from the same thing. They have labored all their life. They work from morning to night and there is nothing that is coming out of their labor. It is a proof that the spirit is trying to manipulate the outcome of their destiny. They work harder than others, yet nothing is coming out of it. A spirit is manipulating their destiny. They come to campus, they read from morning till night. I've seen those guys. Have you not seen them? These people, they are always in night class. They paid for hostel. Huh? But they don't sleep in the hostel. They are always in night class. Result, come at EF. Am I lying? We went to school too. It's EF. And sometimes I will say, what is this thing? When there is a mockery, once you notice there is a mockery to your hard work, then a spirit is involved. There is a principle and a law in the spirit. Huh? When you give this, this should come. When you give this and this is not coming, something is happening. I hope you know that when the scripture said, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. I hope you know there are still conditions to that. That is all things being equal. There is something we did not add there. The things we did not add is what? All things being equal. Have you not sown and you didn't receive any harvest? A spirit came in between. One of the things people don't understand is that it is not just man that fell. Time fell. Nature fell. Huh? The seed time, harvest time, even earth fell. The quality of this earth is not the same way that the maker made it. It fell. That means if you give it this, you might not exactly have this. That is why the scripture now came to a place and reconfigured that. He said, give a portion to what? And give to what? For why? Why? For you know not what evil shall come upon the earth. So there is a dimension that we need to include. We know not. If you work hard and read your book and go to things should happen, it doesn't happen. Princes are at work. I have to battle with some of these princes. Huh? Some of you think is by somebody. I heard somebody saying that I am lucky that, you know, God is using me like this, that I'm favored. I like the word favor. I like favor, but believe it, I'm not just here because of favor. I'm because of many years of brutal warfare. It's when you know me that you know. Do you know when I started? It's when you knew me. What was I doing 10 years ago? 10 years ago, I was on Vet Mountain. When you are shopping Christmas chicken, I was doing 5 days fasting. It's when you know me. It's last year you know me. Many battles, plenty battles. Then we now saw small light. And people now say, you are lucky. See, when you do this thing we are doing, don't believe on luck. Luck is for mortals. Luck is for weak men. I believe in favor. But even favor is as a result of spiritual infrastructure. It means that we know even favor can be activated by protocols in the spirit. Luck is just you are there saying luck, but favor can be engineered. There is a spiritual engineering behind the manifestation of favor, meaning that any man can stand in the same plane in the spirit if they know what it takes. Are you with me? But if it is luck, it means it's arbitrary. This man can have it and the next won't have it. But if it is favor, any man can have it.
as long as you keep to the law in the spirit that provokes favor over the lives of men.
Turn to your neighbor, say, I'm not lucky, I'm favored. The person didn't hear it, say it again. Say it again. Tell the person again. Tell him. Tell it again. Tell the person. Number two in our teaching, we said that the first way that princes walk is what? Resistance. So Satan can do anything to resist you, and we gave an example. I hope you know that what was happening in the book of Mark chapter 4 and 5 was what was in contention was, I think, in verse 20 of Mark chapter 5. If you get to verse 20, one of the things that you will notice there is that the whole of Decapolis, you know what is Decapolis? 10 cities. What was in contention was a territory. Are you hearing me? That is why I needed to tell you that the functions of these princes is territorial in nature. And I told you last time that it's not about the minions that is below them. They asked the demon, he said, I am legion. Now, is legion because the prince is the one that is dictating the agenda that need to be prosecuted. And then all other of the minions will come under him to execute the same purpose. I need to tell you that if there are 1,000 Sanemante Caperia Bratabata Cambrete Benente Caparandele Zataba Bratapata Quante Lepecuta Jabadembete Quata Papanandegatia Rapata Brata Papanandeca Pete Abetes. It is your family that is in contention. It is your campus that is in contention. Overlook the noise of Satan. It is your business that is in contention. A generation is in contention. Look beyond yourself and see a generation that will be bound if you don't break forth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When we talk about maybe you prospering financially, some people think it's about having money and buying car. No. A generation is bound. Think beyond yourself and think about a generation that will be bound and their potentials locked up in their belly as a result of the fact that they don't have the resources it takes to shine. Take it upon yourself to pay that price so that any man coming within your time and after your time will not have to pay the price again. What was in contention was the Decapolis, and the demon, the prince, have to leave. Now you, if you are the one, you will say, "Hey, today we didn't sell market, so there is no market today. Huh? Where is Ayog? Today, no market, nobody came. No market." What you don't know is that there is something that is yet to come. There is a Decapolis in view. Satan went ahead of the Decapolis, went behind and caused a storm so much that the intent is to prevent Jesus from coming over. Because for Jesus to cross over is for him to collect the Decapolis. But you don't know now. An average person doesn't know that what is in contention is Decapolis, because in the immediate you will not see it. You will think it's just about the warfare until you pass that season, and suddenly you come to a large place in the spirit, and then you realize where God has brought you. You even wish that you have done better in the war, in the seasons of battle. I hope you know that there is such a thing as war and the spoil of war. The way you execute a war will determine the extent of the triumph. You see, Warfare is not exactly the same thing as triumph. Triumph is a realm beyond warfare. Are you with me? It is the overcoming realm. And in that realm, it is a realm of procession where the princes admit by their submission to the fact that we are now the ruling principality. Now, the extent of your triumph is dependent on how thorough your victory was. That is why the victory we had in Jesus, that's why we can parade Satan. Somebody can die, you go to hell and rescue the person, he will live. The reason is because the victory of Jesus was thorough. And because it was thorough, our triumph is thorough. We can appear in the three realms and make demands. And then there will be response because of the extent, how thorough Jesus was. Every single thing he made sure that all of them came subject to his days of war, and he conquered all of them. So that the day you appear and begin to execute the process of the warfare, everything will respond to you. What we are doing is execution. It means that we are operating beyond the regions of warfare. This is positionally. How many of you have read the scripture? As it is in heaven, so are we. What do you understand by it? I know some people, all they understand is that I'm like Jesus. There is a reason why Jesus is Jesus. There is a reason why he is what he is. And I'm trying to tell you that part of the reason that he was Jesus, part of the reason what came on him, what he was there, is for warfare. So if as he is, so are you. That means as he was, so will what? Get ready. Stop running away. What you need to do is to understand the arsenals and the skills of Satan and demystify him. The good thing about we that is operating with the Spirit of God is that the technique of the Spirit of God evolves, but Satan is static. The same thing he used for your grandmother, grandfather, father, that's what he's using for you. Such that sometimes, if I want to tell people to learn the ways of deliverance, especially family deliverance, one of the things you need to do is to go back and study your father and grandfather, study your uncles. There is nothing new Satan is going to do. If you look well, some of the things that happened to your father has started happening to you. Not be so. That's why I used to be angry until I found out, oh boy, my God, maybe so. Until I found out some of them, and I knew that what for the man or what for the woman was beyond them. So instead of being angry with them, I got ready to salvage the situation. As long as I know that Satan is not capable of inventing anything, originating anything, creating anything, he will still use the same pattern. He will still find weaknesses in their nature to become a basis of their burglary. If they are given to greed, he will use greed. If they are given to pride, he uses pride. If they are given to womanizing, I know some of you don't know, but your father was a womanizer. Are you with me? It might not be your father, it might be your mother. I know if you look at your mother now, let me not go there. Some people will not be happy with me. I know if you look at your mother now, it doesn't look like it. She ties wrapper and she is praying in church. She is now intercessor. Go and check some of her picture that time. How many of you have seen your mother's picture that time? There is nothing too different from damsels now. How many of you have seen some of the party pictures your parents had? You have not seen it. Are you the first? Are you the first? No wonder you are still young. How many of you are the first and you are up to 27? You are a guy. Let's not call the lady. You are up to, your father has that picture. Go and check. He has one big afro. And then he will tuck it in and wear one shoe like this. This is where they stand. Do like that. I say your father was a guy man. Now he's preaching fire everywhere. You didn't ask, what did he do with that time? I was talking with one of my uncles. He said, There is no party place that he didn't go to. There is no place that he went to all of them. Actually, part of the things that made my father boast sometimes is that he didn't know a woman before he married. I'm sure he's, I'm not sure, but the way I'm looking at it, I think he's the only one. Huh? So when Satan looks, the same thing that he did to your parents, they didn't know that time. Later they knew. You, I'm telling you now, before you say you don't know, he is going to bring the same thing. So what do you do? By simply studying your mother and your father, you will know what is happening. You get ready for them instead of being angry. If my father has done like this, this one won't happen. You will still do worse. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are with me, say amen. Satan will resist you with force. He will try to resist you because a territory is in view. Number two, manipulation. Revelation chapter 2 verse 14. The instrument of manipulation is wisdom, demonic wisdom, that takes advantage of insufficiency in strategy and scheme. Let me say it again from my notes. The instrument of manipulation is what? Wisdom. This kind of wisdom is demonic wisdom that takes advantage of insufficiency in strategy and skill. Let me read it again. I think you need to write it down. This is the strategy here. The instrument of manipulation is what? Wisdom. This is demonic wisdom. And the operational dimension is that they take advantage of insufficiency in strategy and scheme. Are you getting the point? Revelation chapter 2 verse 14 and then Numbers chapter 31 verse 16. Let's start from Revelation 2:14. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. And somebody did not say this. He didn't say this. Which, where are you, Choma, Sister Choma? Where are you? Are you there or you are not there? You are not there. So if you are not there, say wait for us. Are you there? Huh? Put your Bible. This, your Bible is big. Oh. It's evangelistic Bible. If you are there now, say amen. He said, but I have a few things against you. What are these things? Because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to what? Cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat what? Things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. I will teach you the simpler dimensions of this. Huh? This one is the demonic wisdom is at work as a result of the fact that there is insufficiency sometimes in knowledge, strategy, skill. Let me give you an example. There is a way you will pray, and Satan will notice that you are about to pray out your family. Huh? Now, the reason why you came to tent here to pray initially is because you finished your service. You know, you want to use the few period to press it into God and all that. And you notice the way you are going, you know what you do? He will give you a job. He will give you a job that is worth 380,000 net. Family net. So there are other additionals, things added like transport allowance, accommodation allowance. This is music. Is it not music to your ear? Now, the strategy of Satan now, he has found out. Are you with me? That force, once he comes with force, you will know he is the one. You know what he will do? He will make you... Another strategy is to make you comfortable. Comfort makes people to think that all is well. Many times, comfort makes people to think that what? All is well. So, he, instead of now fighting, if he doesn't give you money, he doesn't give you, you know, he'll be like, Satan, they fight me, my skin, and... You know, he will give you everything. He even put 100k. Huh? You have not entered the rich stage. When the rich stage, your father and your mother will be sending you money, begging you, when will you come home? We have finished building your room for you. Somebody here knows what I'm saying. We have finished building your room for you. It's now prepared. You cannot. There is no more trouble. The warfare is over, my son. Come and enjoy. Come home. Come, O Shulamite. Huh? Because they have found out that force couldn't do it. He changed strategy. A man, are you with me? Remember I said that the instrument in manipulation is wisdom, demonic wisdom. Now, the first one was force. But over time, Satan noticed that force doesn't work. Especially for people that have understood their right as believers and have stood consistently by that knowledge in the place of priesthood, they can ward off Satan. Satan will now notice that, oh, but this is not what force can do. They will now engage wisdom. Huh? So once you become comfortable, they now give you husband, job, they now make you leader in the church. You know what else? Huh? They now give her twins, and then things will now balance. Say after me, things are balanced. Hey. I'm warning you. This I will yet expose this matter. You know, this is exactly what happened to David. Things happened so well, he got comfortable. And it was, what was he doing? He was now strolling on the top of his building, and he saw a naked woman. Tell me the fundamental reason why David saw a naked woman. Because, wait, what, why? There was war that time. I hope you people know there was war. What is David doing at home? What is he doing at home in the days of war? Comfort. He felt things have come down now. You don't need to pray like this. You know, allow these young men of God to be groaning and crying. You know, just take it easy. You know, take it easy. Huh? I'm telling that I'm warning some of you young men of God. I'm warning you because one day you can fly. Those days, you'll be saying, oh God, when will you lift us? And then we'll be flying for. Oh God, I believe that we'll fly to spread the gospel. You will make me to fly. The reason is to spread the gospel. That's the reason we gave. But the reason is because you like to experience the flight. The way we know is as soon as you enter, you snap picture. And you put it like this and say, Jesus on the move. Go mahata ebre. If this one doesn't work, you use a scripture. The gospel shall cover the earth. We cover the earth with the gospel. Say after me, we cover the earth with the gospel. No, don't play that one. So, if you are not careful, you become like that and you become comfortable. In fact, the presence of manifestation and anointing is not a proof that there is no warfare.
You can be very, very anointed, and anointing will move. Huh? You go back from that meeting and become sick. Because you think it's all about the anointing and the manifestation. It's not all about that. There is warfare involved. Huh? That is why some of us, before we preach, we check. Before you finish preaching and die from preaching, you go back to your hotel room and sleep and die. They wake up in the morning and bring out the corpse of the man of God. You go to some preaching, there is a man of God, they said he went to preach, and they put him in a hotel. And when he appeared in the hotel, he now looked and saw an artwork. Say after me, an artwork. He saw artwork, fine artwork. A woman that is semi-naked. He's not fully naked, so you won't say he's naked, but he's semi-naked. And look at you like this. When he looked at the man, something jumped into him. He said, Jesus, Jesus, shala, shala, shala. And he left. Say after me, Jesus, Jesus, shala, shala, shala. That's what the man said. Because he can still feel the anointing small. So he didn't know that Satan has finished him. By that small thing, Satan has what? Finished him. He just spoke. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You are God, you are God. Glory, you are God, you are God. You thought of the man to arise and walk. Say, you are God, you are God. You are God. The man left the meeting and started masturbating. Yes, this is a real life story. When he, from masturbation, he started sleeping with his church members. From there, the great man of God went down. The problem is that in between this period, the anointing was still working. Until after some time, the anointing will finally stop. The anointing works like, sometimes it works like, how many of you have seen, you know, electric iron? How many of you have seen it before? If you put it on the fire, like in electricity, it will charge and be ironing your clothes. Do you know you can remove it and still use it and iron one clothes? How many of you know? It will be hot enough. Sometimes it's when you get to the second clothes that you now know. Sometimes it's when you get to the second year or third year of messing up that you now know that God has left. And then they will tell you, Satan will bring somebody, a friend, in that moment to suggest to you how to go to Wanyasaba and increase your anointing. Amen. Oh, Satan is not happy this thing I'm teaching you. Me, I know. Last week I finished teaching it and I went home. He said, this thing I'm telling you is real. He said, So this is what you want to do now. Throughout the night we were fighting. I said, me, I know you. Me, I enjoy this fight. I enjoy it. Satan doesn't like me, so that's why sometimes he doesn't want to. These days I notice he doesn't appear. Once he appears, hey, I'm here. I say, hey, I'm here too. So what he normally uses is this second one I'm giving you, is the wisdom dimension. Sometimes in the days that you are supposed to fast, if you wake up by 6:30 in the morning, your mother will do, Hi. This man of God has helped me. He said he's fried plantain. He has the experience. Bacon, egg, fried it in with hot tea. You know, there are teas that the viscosity. Ayamatala, Kabora. Hey! The viscosity is high. Or if your mother have noticed you, the other day she brought you, you said no. Brought you the second day, you said no. You know what you do in the third day? Instead of coming by 8 in the morning, she will wake up by 5:30 and go beside your window. You're not with me.
You understand what I say? You know it.
She will go beside your window and start cooking something. That one you love the most. As she's cooking it, she will channel the aroma. The effulgence from the kitchen have the capacity to overwhelm you on your bed. You will just wake up, just like A.A. Allen. A.A. Allen said, I'm going to fast until I see Jesus. In the evening, the wife was singing. No, 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 no. And then frying things. The thing enter like the glory of God inside his prayer room and saturated the chamber. The man of God said, where is this thing coming from? Before you know what is happening, he has opened the door. Like, he didn't even open his eyes and entered the kitchen and took 3 bites before he now recovered himself. As he was about to eat the 3rd one, the wife told him, you are out again. When he was about to enter the 2nd one, the wife said, I know you will still come out. He cooked for the man. The man still came out. The man entered. He said, I know you will still come out. He cooked the 3rd one. The man still came out 3rd one. It was in that 3rd one, as he was eating, he said, God spoke to him. He said, except you desire this thing, this power, more than anything in this life, you will not have it. Is food bad? No. But sometimes, if Satan is fighting you, it's not working, he will use food to compensate you. Initially, the reason why you started praying was that things were bad around your life. Sometimes he will now remove his hand. My father have started calling me now. Everything, he sent me 10,000. Everything is okay now. So you wake up in the morning and say, this is not the time for warfare. Let's thank Jesus for what he's doing. Let's thank him. But when you check inside, if you check inside well, you are still thanking God. Father, I thank you for all the goodies, my father, my mother, my husband, everything. As you ascend, something will tell you to groan. You say, no, I'm not supposed to groan. You know, take it easy. Everything is not hard. All the East Pastor do that deceive you. All the time he's doing talk. Yeah, stop that. You know, rearrange yourself. You know, things have changed. You are a lady, my friend. Huh? If you go to bed fans, groan. If you come here, just pray. Sister. If you come here, just pray. Oh David, don't climb on top of that building. You will see a naked woman. It is a metaphor. Because David can be a woman, can be a lady. Once Satan has made you comfortable, you will lose your guard. You will lose your watchfulness. You will lose your alertness. You will lose your cutting edge. There is such a thing as cutting edge. I hope you know. In warfare, in the things of the spirit, there is such a thing as cutting edge. I hope you know that if you are praying and you are fasting, if a demand, something spiritual is demanded from you that time, you notice you are sharp and fast. Is it not true? Guess what? If you have not been fasting and praying, you will arise like Samson. Start me like Samson. Let me do like before. And then what you don't know is that the Spirit of God, we are what we are not because of ourselves. We are what we are because the Spirit of God is upon our life. So when a man does that, the spirit will live. This is what he did. You know what is happening here? You will not, let's see Numbers. Numbers chapter 33. Let me tell you, when we read Numbers, you will now understand what happened. Numbers chapter 33. 31:16. Behold, watch. Behold, this cost the children of Israel through the counsel of what? Balaam. Now, if it is counsel, then it is a product of wisdom. Listen to me, listen. Counsel is a product of wisdom. Counsel is what? A product of wisdom. A product of wisdom. Now, this is the way it works. Most times, it takes 2 major things to win in the seasons of war. Number 1 is
counsel and strength. Eh? That is why if you go to the book of, is it not Isaiah chapter 9, right? Yes, the Bible said there are seven spirits there, but actually there are four. Huh? When you understand the burning chambers of the heavenly courts, you will understand it's actually four. Two to one. Why not just quickly flash that place? Numbers 7, Isaiah chapter 9. I want to show you something. Verse 2, quickly. Verse 3, quickly. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Are you sure? Show me Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This is 1. Huh? Now, the Spirit of the Lord, this is how it is. There is something I want to tell you people now, but it will seem as if I'm hyping myself, so let me leave it. This thing I want to tell you happened on my birthday. How many of you were on that birthday that we did a Shekinah assembly? Were you there? That was when you were still a man of God, before Banawa came. What was the day of Banawa? Something happened that day, but let me leave it. The Spirit of the Lord, yeah? Huh? The second one is what? The Spirit of wisdom and what? Understanding. It's four pillars. One is the Spirit of the Lord. The second pillar is what? The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. It is a two-dimensional operation of one stem. It's more like a stem rose up and did like this. Can you understand it? It's the things of the Spirit. Now, look at the one I'm looking at. The third one now is what? The Spirit of what? Counsel and what? Might. It is error to have counsel without might. It is also error to have might without counsel. So, you can remember last year when we were teaching how to survive, and I began to show you people the secret. I taught two things. One of the things it takes to survive is wisdom. We pressed into it. And then another thing we pressed into is what? Might. How many of you have listened to the Spirit of Might? Some of you are still listening to it. These are the two things. It is actually the same Spirit because they balance out each other. Then the last one is the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. It is the seven lamps. But when it begins to manifest, it manifests in four. You know, four. What is the meaning of the number four? Balance. What is the meaning of the number one? What is the meaning of the number two? What is the meaning of the number three? Huh? What of 12? Government. What of 7? What of 8? Huh? I think you need to study these things. Two is witness. Anyway, let me leave that. So come back to Numbers chapter 31. I have 5 minutes more. Numbers chapter 31. Behold, this cost the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam. Hey! To commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Tyre. And there was what? A plague among the congregation of the Lord. 17. Now therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known man. By what? By what means? What does it mean to lie? Is to sleep, fornication, adultery. So this, I hope you see where, why we started from Revelation. He said, a man, he said, I have this thing against you, that something that happened through Balaam has now found expression in your midst. And what happened is that you allowed a wisdom of Satan to dilute the impact of what God was doing. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So what happened is that Balaam came and he noticed that force won't do it. Even Balak knew that force won't do it. That was why he called Balaam in the first place and said, curse these people. Because he knew that in the cursing of them, it will weaken. Once you weaken a man, you can follow the dimension of his weakness to attack him. Most times, if Satan wants to attack you, he will never come from the area of your strength. He will come from where? The area of your weakness. If you are intelligent in warfare, one of the places you should be expecting wars to come from is always from the dimension of your weakness. Often than not, Satan will not come and challenge you from the areas that you are strong. He will avoid you and come in the areas, not just areas, seasons, not just seasons, locations, not just locations, times. So Satan knows that when you go home, you are vulnerable. So you will be doing all you are doing to him. He will wait for you at home. When you come home, the way he will send barrage from everywhere, mother, father, everywhere. And then you now, your light will now go off. You will just be doing like this. That's what Newe people call itunkwe. You might call itunkwe. You know when you beat somebody to the inch of his life, and the only thing that is remaining is, that is what it means. That's where Satan will leave you, so that tomorrow you will not try it. And he will make sure you know that this is why he is doing it. So just because we left you, you went to revival hub. Let's deal with you now. There are some people, Satan took them serious just because they entered here and prayed with us once. You see, massive things became, no. Satan just know that if you, the way you are doing, if you continue praying with us, you go there free, and your freedom is the freedom of your family. When you come back, the wisdom of Balaam will go into action. So these people, Satan know that if he comes, he won't get you. Huh? In hand devices a means. So like Balaam, he brought a wisdom. Why not we weaken these people and make them to be an enemy of their God? What is the strength of the Israelites? Their God. There is nothing special about them, just like we. What is special about you? Jesus. Everything we are because of whom Christ is and what he has done. It is on that basis that we live, and it is from that basis that we live. Are you getting the point? So anything that sets you against those things that is divine, that God has made for your help, that is the beginning of your defeat. So if Satan tries to get you on his own and is not working, what it does is to set you up against the structures of the spirit that God has made for your help. Are you getting the point? I need you to know that the realm of the spirit is beyond personalities. The realm of the spirit also houses structures, such that if you are only interested about persons, as good as it is, it is not yet enough. There are structures in the spirit, and it is mostly these dimensions that Satan understands and begin to take advantage of them, knowing that if you are not conversant with the oppressions of those structures, you become a victim when you trespass. Are you with me? Remember the sin, the challenge of these men, the children of Israel, was because they trespassed. You see, I know all sin is sin, but you need to know that the sin that will get the believer to the place where he becomes a victim of something that should have helped him is the sin of trespass, where Satan can get you to violate the boundaries of your spiritual authority, to begin to live and behave and aligned with the things that make for the things that defeat the agenda of God. So sometimes, instead of Satan know that the way you are going, he can't get you. So he aligns you to fight against the structures in the spirit that God has made to make you. So what we do is to align you in such a way that the way you are living against the purposes of God for your life in this season. Are you with me?
When a man lives in such a way that is against the purpose of God for his life, what do you think God will do? In that instance, a man has stood against God, and God will fight you. A man standing against the purposes of God, if you like, be Peter, you are Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan! On that day, the man of revelation became Satan. Because what was happening is that somehow Satan manipulated Peter in such a way that he stood against the purposes of God and said, you will not die. As good as that sounds, it's a wisdom, a demonic wisdom that is operating. And on that day, Satan is walking through Peter to see if he can gain entrance, gain advantage in the life of Jesus, to get him to the point that his heart and conviction will be divisive in such a way that even if we can't get Jesus to die on the sea by the influx of waves, we can by wisdom get him to stand against the purposes of God. And you have to know that when a man stands against the purposes of God, he has become the enemy of God. It doesn't matter what God spoke about you yesterday. If you appear today and stand against his purposes, you become his enemy. That is how a generation has become the enemies of God. We love God, yes. So Satan used the wisdom. Princes, are you with me? Princes arose and took advantage of our lack of intelligence in the things of the spirit. Took advantage of our lack of skills. Took advantage of our lack of strategic wisdom. And then began to function. They know if they can set up Israel against God, that Satan knew he doesn't need to fight, that God will fight Israel by himself. Are you getting the point now? In this day, Satan knows he can't stop you. The way you are going, he can't stop you. He has tried power, tried poverty, tried sickness, it's not working. He now set you up against the very God himself that has made for your strength in the days past. And on that day you rose and taught the agenda. The path you are taking is organized by Jehovah. When you went ahead, you will now know that like Balaam, an angel will stand on your path and draw a sword. When the angel of the Lord appeared before Joshua, he said, are you for me or are you against me? That kind of territorial, that kind of prince is not for anybody. He said, I'm here as the captain of the Lord's host. The wish of the heavenly king, the monarch of Zion, is my command. Anybody that is on our side becomes my friend. Anybody that is not on our side. So yesterday, the way you were living was in alignment with the templates, with the scrolls that heaven has ordained for you. Today, you disalign. Maybe because of the advice, the counsel of your friends, the counsel of your family. They say the way you are, just add this and add that. I'm not saying stop this. I'm saying just be wise. May I be foolish and fulfill my days. The foolishness of God, according to the scripture, is better than the apex of the wisdom of men and demons and even angels. Are you seeing what is happening? The challenge here is that Balak has found out he can't stop him. He has tried poverty, he can't stop. Sickness, he can't stop him. So he devised a wisdom that is forged from the crucibles of demonic princes. And all they wanted to do now is to set you up against the God. Set you up against the things that made you powerful. Because you didn't know. You didn't know. Some of you didn't know why you have been having victory before. Are you with me? A young man met me. They went to pray. They did prayer work in their campus. When they finished prayer work and took charge and did all kinds of the things he did, when he finished, 3 days later, a spirit started telling him that me, his father in the Lord, doesn't like him. That I'm the one that made, I'm part of the thing that made his father to die and all the kinds of things. I looked at the young man, I was smiling, I was laughing. He didn't know he is a prey to demonic princes operating in heavenly places. He just rose and began to do business. And then the princes came and they saw that they cannot challenge by power. That there are many structures around him that is making for his advantage in the spirit. The first thing they did was to attack the first defense he had in the spirit. And what they did was to put a stumbling block between the relationship he had, the relationship he had with me, because they know if they can deal with the cover he has in the spirit, if they can make your umbrella porous, they know they can get you. You can come out in the rain and be drenched. Are you with me? The young man doesn't know that all Satan was trying to do is to make sure that part of the structures of the spirit that God has made for his victory will become the very thing that he will fight. And on the day you fight that same thing it will not be Satan that will rise. On that day, the oil that is on the man, Satan will stop. The principalities will stop, because they know that the day you have it in your heart, something that has been protecting you will rise and fight you. Satan will not need to fight that day. Listen. God will unearth the secret strategies and wisdom that Satan has been using to rob you of victories. Sometimes the advantage that you have gained in the spirit for long seasons of time, he will manufacture a wisdom. And because you are not conversant with your presence of this realm, he will take advantage of you in the moment. The children of Israel appeared, and they were confident of the fact that what made for their victory yesterday will save them. What Satan did was that he set them up against their God. And he knew that the same God that was protecting them is the one that is now fighting them. Oh man, what will be your defense on that day? When the things that is for your victory are now the things that is fighting you. Simply because you are not conversant with the strategies of Satan, he continues manipulating your life. After doing 7 days fasting, are you with me? Listen. We'll pray in the next 3 minutes. After 3 days fasting, Satan will make sure that you masturbated. And then in 5 minutes of masturbation, you will drain yourself for 7 days. Do you know what it means to do 7 days dry fasting? You finish, Satan will just do it like this. He knows as long as he can maintain a gateway. After 12 hours, 24 hours prayer, when you go, you will have a shouting match with your husband. Satan knows that are you with me? As long as he can continue to manipulate you in that dimension, he can rob you of all the possible spiritual victories that you have gained. So he's waiting for you. He's not too afraid that you have gained advantage in many things. All he needs to do is to set you up with your advantage in the spirit. After some time, they will tell you that, is this your prayer you are praying that is making your life like this? Somebody called one of the people that was following me in those days. He said that since you started following Pastor, that's when your life is like it. Stop following him. You used to be normal. Things used to be okay for you. It's after me, the wisdom of Balaam. I didn't hear you. It's after me, the wisdom of Balaam. What Satan is trying to do is to set you up with the very thing that God has made for your victory. Are you with me? Just check your life. You will find out that the things that has been made for your victory, Satan makes it hard for that thing to become functional. He makes it hard. All, check it. If fasting is your trouble, if Satan is giving you all the excuses to fast, that is your victory. That is your key. Anything is making a challenge, that is your strategy. You are not aware. You are not aware where your strength lies in the spirit. The children of Israel thought their strength lies because of their number. It's not your number, is not your strength. They thought it was their number because they came and looked at them and said, look at the way they filled the desert and they were arranged. They thought our strength is maybe because of the way our altar is arranged, maybe because of our sitting arrangement, maybe because of the way we pray and hold our hands. No, our strength is because of our alignment to heavenly orders, the witness of heaven, the dimensions of heavenly oppression. When we appear to contend with princes, it is because we too are in allegiance and alignment with also the princes of the heavenly order. Before Joshua went to that place, A priest came and joined him. Some of us don't appear until some priests come and join us in battle. Men like Gabriel, men like Michael, men in that order. That is why we appear. And when Satan have succeeded in making you to disalign with the heavenly protocols that makes for your alignment with those angels, you will find out you are actually weak or you are not strong. That's how Satan has won. He will make sure that the things that should have made for your victory, that's the place you are weak. And all the time he comes there. And all the time he comes there. I want you to pray for the next 2 minutes. Tell God to show you where Satan has been taking advantage of you. See, pray my prayer. Don't tell God to show you. There is a strategy of Satan that he has been taking advantage of you. When you are through, he will come and smite you and afflict you. There is something you don't know. Admit it. There is something you don't know, my friend. There is something you don't know. The children of Israel, we are just moving through the desert. Some of you, the strategy to your victory is giving, giving. You are supposed to be a giver. But the toughest thing in your life is to give. You can't even help yourself. Satan will give you 1,000 reasons why you should not. Today, the manipulation of darkness is overturned in your life. The wisdom of the evil one is exposed. The mighty and the strong one cometh. He cometh, he cometh. Make me wise like the stars of heaven. That the wisdom of the evil one shall be made bare to me. That I will know the strategy of Satan against my family. The strategy of Satan against my ministry. The strategy of Satan against my business. Satan, make sure that the people that should be your friends are your enemies. You don't know it's a demonic wisdom. He is fighting by all means to make sure you are cut and done with them. You have to arise beyond the manipulation of Satan and see what he's doing. Sota. Abreka panante, rata pavia kamaka breta. One more minute. Ah, I see Satan fall like lightning.
Something is happening now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Satan is exposed. He's been dealt with. The beast of recklessness is falling. He's falling. Oh my God.
Is open in the spirit, and I see a sight. I see a sight in the spirit. The person I'm talking about, you might have to come and so that we'll pray for you. I saw a very, very tall spirit. Very, very tall. Like a giant. Very, very tall. And he's not just tall. He's tall and lanky. This principality has been following somebody and manipulating the outcome and destiny of somebody here. The person I'm talking about, I've seen this spirit. I've seen this spirit. I've seen this spirit. If you will come out in the next 30 seconds, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Make sure you are the one. I will do interview. I will do interview. Tell me you. What did you see? Somebody get mic. Let's do interview. Let's find out for me.
I saw a very tall masquerade in my compound, in my father's compound.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I want to pray, I saw the masquerade. If I want to pray, we will just take a step. Just a step, but you will not go. So I told my father in the Lord, he said I should pray more. But anytime I want to pray, I will see him like that.
Kneel down first. Let's find out from her.
I saw a tall being,
mm-hmm.
huge,
mm-hmm.
swine.
Mm-hmm.
So in my life. Very huge and tall.
Kneel down. Let's pray for you. Find out from her. No, hold the mic, don't give up.
He was in the front of my compound. First of all, I saw a giant python.
Uh-huh.
The python was chanting. I was asking myself, how could a python be chanting?
Mm.
All these giant African python. When I looked again, it was the leg of a woman. It was very fat with a black cortex. So I called my mom. Mommy, come, let's kill the python. As my mother was coming with a stick, the python goes and turned to me. Long, very tall. As tall as an electric pole and very dark. very lanky.
I think you are the one we are looking for. Kneel down. Let's.
So what I saw was like a shadow. A very big shadow.
I'm not talking about shadow, but kneel down. Let's pray for you. You.
What I saw was like a human being. Very tall and lying. Very tall and tiny.
Why is he lying in increasing? Why are you coming out? You feel like you always want me to pray for you. Huh? What if I say no? If I interview you and it's not true, I will send you back. Elijah, why are you here now? What? There is nothing happening. Huh? Yes, there is.
After the time we had that warfare, during 50 days.
Yes. Pay attention.
That I went back and I was praying. After I did a long stretch of prayer, a being appeared to me and very huge and tall. In fact, that day I could not move my body.
Kneel down. The person I'm looking for is not huge and tall. He's lanky and tall.
It's a spirit. I normally see the physical, not just in the spirit. So come inside my room and I'll wake up and I'll behold, I will be looking at it physically.
What I'm talking about is the spirit tall.
The spirit is tall. Sometimes it comes as if like a masculine, very tall, that I cannot even look up to see the.
Kneel down. We'll pray for him.
And last night in the dream.
So last night,
yes, it was chasing me.
Ah,
it was very tall.
You like this? Hey, Sister Joyce, they are chasing our brother. As small as he is now, they are chasing him. Come and kneel this side. Have we interviewed you? Find out.
I saw a very tall python in my father's compound.
I'm not looking for python.
He swallowed two.
He swallowed two other pythons. Two children.
And that is coming towards his side. And I started running. So that it will not swallow me. Me and my mother will run away.
Me, I mean, they tell you make you grow. You know, agree. And you are just doing step like this. It has been long, Abi. You are not the one, but come and kneel down. Huh? You know what those children meant? How many of you know? What does it mean? Huh? What does it mean? Come close. Let me hear you. So many of you have seen yourself as a man in the spirit, and you are giving birth. You have children. What does it mean? What does it mean? Children. What does children mean? No. In this instance now. Huh? Children is different from childishness. When God reveals those children, it's like, you know what psychologists call brain child. Those things are potentials, grace, gifts, possibilities of families that pythons have swallowed. As a matter of fact, if you see pythons in your dream, it means that there is a lot concerning your destiny that is being limited and swallowed. You have to kill the python and remove what he has swallowed. Huh?
I wasn't actually coming out because the description, I was like, the description couldn't be python. But at night, just the last night, I saw a python and it rolled down to me. And of course, when I was still walking by, I saw three set of wood. One is smaller, the other one is medium and the other one is bigger. The smaller one, I could not carry it. I didn't carry it because I thought it was too small to actually strike python. Then the medium one was the one I could carry. I looked for the bigger one, but the bigger one was too heavy for me to carry. So I used the medium one. When I struck...
May the weapons available for you not be too heavy for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. So when I struck the python, I actually wounded it and it rolled down.
Somebody came and said, and chatted me on WhatsApp. I said, Apostle, I want everything you have. I just checked the guy. I saw he was a young man. I said, no problem. He will understand his statement in the next 5 years.
So when I struck, I actually wounded it, but This morning I was, in fact, I've been
angry. You didn't need to wound it, you need to kill it.
I've been angry.
Come and kneel down the other side. You are not the one I'm looking for, but
praise God.
Hallelujah. Give him.
Just what the reason why I came out is the spirit that stopped my father. When he's not, maybe he will not do anything, then somebody will accuse him of what he's not doing. Same thing with me. Sometimes I will go out physically like that.
We will deal with it, but that was not what we are looking for. Kneel down. Interview this guy. Wherever you are, start praying now. Start praying. Start praying.
First week of January 2019.
Small. Let me hear.
I was in a 3 days fast.
You are what?
I was in a 3 days fast in January 2019.
Uh-huh.
And then my eyes opened. I saw people were sick.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to them to pray for them, I discovered they were inflicted by, those sickness were inflicted on them by demons.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was casting those demons, then their prayers came out very tall. And then I began to command it in that vision to leave the territory.
Mm.
He began to laugh at me and said to me that I don't have the stature to
command it.
Mm. So he came to me and laid hand on me and said that I will die in the next 24 hours. Immediately life was going out of me. I ran away from that place. And as
you
I was
demon, principality lay hands on you. Hey.
In that vision.
Hey. No wonder. Should I tell you? The impact of that encounter, you have not fully recovered from it. No, be so. The sickness is still there.
After then, I became sick terribly.
You know, aside many things, you need to learn authority and submission. Knee down, let's pray. Stretch forth your hand wherever you are and pray. And pray. The people in front, make sure you are praying. No. Leave her. Manante kebia to la pad. Abreko pata mahata manante kata. Sadash! Let's war against this spirit. You are not praying. We go against this principality in the name of Jesus. We war in the name of Jesus. We war in the name of Jesus. We war in the name of Jesus. We war. Pray. We war. Take your hands off, Satan. We bind you. We release the judgment of God on you. Patesh, Father. We war. Hey. I know you, spirit. I charge you in the name of Jesus. Be bound. Take your hands off. Let your manipulation cease. Paratapa sakapante. In Jesus' mighty name, you can go back.